So it's my last night here. Last night in California, in Sacramento. I was just thinking about my time here. Most of it was really sad. But I've enjoyed Sacramento. If anyone ever gets the chance to visit this place, it would be a good choice. So I'm happy that I lived in a place that I actually liked. I was bummed out coming here at first because I wanted to go back to LA, and we came here. And I'm glad we did. I met some really good people. Had a job I enjoyed. And lots of memories. So, like 50-50 in regards to how I feel. I'm happy and I'm sad. Not really sad. I'm sad that I'm gonna not have my own space, and I'm happy that I'm going to share a space with my mother. So like I said, it's a 50-50 split. Everything is practically gone. So me and Amani, we have a lot of space to run around and play. I don't think we're going to have that. So the first thing I do whenever I get anywhere is I organize myself. And I'm glad I still do that well. I'm glad I still do that well. Because I started out with 4 bags and 3 boxes, and I was able, and that was just to ship, and I was able to condense that to 3 bags and 3 boxes. It costs a lot of money, and I don't have a lot left. I think I have enough to get me home, but once I get there, I'll be starting out with nothing. So I just have to figure this out. But I know my first goal is to help, you know, my mother in any way that I can. Whether it be to clean the house from top to bottom, whatever it is, it is. You know, I'm going to do it. Because I'm OCD, and I can't sit still. I was like that at work. Always had to do something. So I know, and I'm like that here. There's always something to do. And I know once I get there, I'm gonna have things to do. And just to be comfortable and happy and content. So by this time tomorrow, I'll be in an airplane. And I'm nervous about it because you know, I struggle with my left hand, and people always love to be in a rush. So if I try to rush, I'm gonna end up becoming confused and you know, fumbling and possibly dropping things or forgetting things. So I have to talk, actually map my way, and talking is, you know, I put this thing down here, I plug this thing in, just I have to map everything out so I don't forget anything. And I have to take my time. But I always feel a lot of pride. And that's why I try to be as normal as possible out in public. And when I try to do that, that's when I have my biggest struggles. So I just have to take my time and just be aware of my surrounding. My brain hasn't had that much stimulation as I will be receiving tomorrow. So that's going to be quite the challenge, to not easily become confused. I have to keep track of everything that I have, because I don't have very much, so I can't lose anything. I tend to lose things a lot because I forget, you know. I can put something down 1 second and forget that I put it down and just walk away. And then something, just I become overwhelmed with the thought that something's missing. And it jogs my memory. Sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I just lose things. I know I won't leave. I know I won't lose Amani, because I pay so much attention to her. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about being overwhelmed with having too much stuff. I still have to figure out, you know, how to condense what I'm taking with me. Or I just have to throw it away. And so it's a process. It's something I never expected to go through. I especially did not think I would go through this alone. I'm glad that I did, because I've learned a lot. I've learned that I can survive anything. You know, even pushing those 3 boxes in the shopping cart in 100 degree weather. And just going from place to place, getting my things shipped and returning the Wi-Fi box. Just had a lot of tasks to complete, and I was able to get it all done. So I'm pretty proud of that, because it was not an easy task. It could be difficult for someone who didn't have a stroke or recovering from a stroke. And I was able to pack this entire apartment, get everything shipped, and have everything ready for that family who I gave my bed to pick up. I got everything done, including this podcast. So if anything could give you a glimpse into the person I was, then this should be it. I always had a job to do. I was always on task. And the same way I took care of myself is the same things and tasks I did to take care of my family. I have a lot of experience with moving. I'm just happy that this last move I'm doing on my own, because it's a huge accomplishment. You know, I had my family help me with money, but I'm just talking about, you know, getting everything packed and sold and organized and cleaned. You know, I did it the proper way, because this is not my apartment any longer. It's hers. But I didn't leave anything dirty. Everything is clean. You know, I'm OCD like that. You know, I walk around picking up, you know, anything on the ground. I'm like that. I'm just organized and clean. And that's how I've always, that is what I always expected from my stepkids. I just really believe you can't talk the talk if you don't walk the walk. And exactly how I am is how I try to teach them to be. The good part of me taught them that. The other part that was hurt and angry taught them a lot of things that I wish I could unteach. But I can't turn back the hands of time. I just wish I was in a better place, because when I was happy, I was happy. And when I was sad, I was sad. And then when I was mad, I was mad. You always knew what I was feeling because I was so sad that my feelings were very transparent. I just was not in a happy place, and I had no one to help me be happy. It was always temporary, like a band-aid, and it never lasts, and it always went back to sadness or anger. No love. So I'm happy that doesn't happen anymore. I needed to get away, not just for their happiness, but for my own. I'm no longer in the shadows. It was a tough way to get to this point. You know, at my most complicated time, and the most challenging time of my life, to be able to make it this far after everything that I've been through, it feels good. It's just time to start a new life. And I'm grateful. So I'm excited just to be around different people. I've just been isolated for so long. Always felt trapped, like I had no choice but to be there. No choice because there was no money. I didn't make enough. You feel like there's no hope. And I just wish, I don't wish anything. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm gonna be stronger for it. I'm not sad. I'm not super happy. I'm okay. I'm 50-50. And I would rather be 50-50 than to try to mask how I feel by acting like I'm too happy and this is the greatest thing that could happen to me, because in a way it's not. And I'm glad I'm not so sad or angry that this is the worst thing that can happen to me, because it's not. It's the right thing. And the timing is perfect. because I'll be stronger. I'm wiser. I'm more patient. So I'm in a good place. And I'll do another podcast tomorrow night. Just to talk about my journey. Getting there. You know, seeing my family for the first time in a lot, many years. Probably like 8. I get to see my nephew. And my brother is going to be there. And his wife. And they're coming. They're going to be. Actually came in tonight from Maryland. So that's a blessing. It's going to be a really, really happy day tomorrow. But tonight, it's okay. I'm comfortable. I'm content. And I'm okay. And I look forward to this new adventure. And thank you for listening. God bless.